important thing here at the end of the day, John, is that we get houses built. Because I can tell you from our business, there's absolutely nothing to rent anywhere at the moment. That's sad to say. So we need houses built. And if this to increase the housing stock, it's very, very welcome. There was changes before in a planning bill. I remember back in 2016 where we got an extension for people who had planning. And for different reasons, at that time the banks weren't lending and people just couldn't build their houses. We got an extension of 5 years. If the planning was running out within 6 months, they could apply for an extension of 5 years. Now, that helped a lot of people at that time. And I've no doubt that this will help many developers. As you say, John, there's many reasons. There's finance reasons. There's infrastructure reasons. And the fact that, you know, people are held up with judicial reviews and there's objections and there's this and that and the other. The important thing at the end of the day is we get houses built.
Is it time for a broader conversation to take place around the whole issue of building? Who can object? Who can lodge objections? The criteria that they would have to meet before they can lodge an objection? Is it something maybe that there needs to be a serious consideration given to in light again of the housing crisis that the country is gripped in at the moment?
Yes, I would agree. And like where you have cases where people in maybe Galway or Dublin objecting to a house being built in County Sligo, anywhere, that's wrong. Those people are not affected by that particular dwelling. And there's fictitious reasons why they're doing it. And quite honestly, that needs to be stopped and stopped urgently. That's wrong that somebody in another county, maybe 100 miles away, can lodge an objection that holds people up. And eventually, they find themselves going to Bord Pennoil, which is another year, possibly, before they get an answer. That's wrong.
And whereas many of these people are serial objectors, they will still claim that it's their democratic right to lodge such objections, but it is slowing down the process an awful lot of developments in particular.
Look, John, if there's somebody living next door to somebody building a house and they have an issue, that's fair enough. You know, there's a reason for maybe an objection on a particular ground, but that can be thrashed out as well during the planning. But for somebody, as I say, 70 or 80 miles away from somebody building a house in County Sligo, that's absolutely ridiculous and should be blocked straight away.